trending. Now trending with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.
Disney could save as much as $90 million if they decide to reboot Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp. The studio may hire a less expensive Captain Jack Sparrow. They've also talked about Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence being mentioned as female leads for the reboot.
Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's terrible that they say they want to save money and then pay a woman less. Because you pay him the same.
Oh, wow. That's what I think. Did not expect that.
That's what I
at
think.
At all. Hey,
and very good. But let's all be honest, guy or girl, I think that Johnny Depp is getting paid way too much for that role.
No joke.
Like, I know everybody really gets geeked out about that character.
They do. But
there's a lot of people that can do it. Like, get somebody that looks like Johnny Depp or sounds like him.
You can't do that.
And then he's
I'm going to say,
Jack.
He's already done so many of them that you can't replace him with someone else. You know, that's like what they would do like on Full House or Roseanne where Becky
in the
80s. Yeah.
A different person.
They bring somebody
that's
else
one
in.
Of the,
you
I
can't
think,
do that.
But it's easier to do with Jack Sparrow because he's all in makeup. Like, you'll never know. But I know what you're saying. They did that with a lot of, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Maybe if it was the second Pirates of the Caribbean, you could bring someone else in, but he's already done so many. I just don't.
I loved when they did that in the 80s. I disagree with you.
No, I would be
so mad.
I'm like, do they think we're idiots?
Like, no, I was just like, man, I kind of like that Becky better.
No.
They did that with Saved by the Bell, I believe, also on some of the earlier episodes.
Oh, did they?
Where it's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
This is the game that I always used to play. Like, which one do I like better? Which one's hotter?
Which one do you like better? Yeah. I'm sure that's the game you played. Which one would I like to hang out with?
What do you got?
So, a new survey by the National Coffee Association says that 64% of people drink coffee every day. The rest of everybody else, they're serial killers. Because let me tell you something.
So, literally. Because that's what they have instead of coffee.
No. You are the worst.
You're the one who said it.
You're saying
it's brilliant that they're serial killers because they don't drink coffee. Like, that's just as bad.